Truth Works. Find it, speak it, live it. Episode 27.
Nostalgia. The past can be a gateway to future success. My past actions have most certainly shaped today, but I'm not what I've been, positive or negative. I know now I don't need to carry around labels or mistakes from yesterday as if they define me. Whatever I've done, it's over. It doesn't have to brand me, particularly not if I'm making the conscious choice to do things differently now. My father died in 2017, and returning to South Africa for the funeral reinforced my belief in the power of relationships, the true value of human kindness. Looking back on my recent trip to South Africa this year, it got me thinking. I was getting a little nostalgic. Being nostalgic isn't just a soppy emotion. It has amplified the best and worst in me. Nostalgia has its value for leadership, in that time can be a great healer. Think about nostalgia generally. Endless movie remakes. I don't know how many times I've watched Out of Africa. The return of baby names last in fashion a century ago. Politicians who seem to want to turn back the clock to another era. It seems the past has never been more popular than at present. Even Brexit is argued as harping back to a past time. I'm not making a political statement here. At times, harmless nostalgia can also be a powerful motivator of all that is good and bad in humanity. It is not a static feeling pinned to the past, but a galvanizing force shaping the future and your future business success. Nostalgia can provoke political upheaval, xenophobia, and bitter tribalism. Yet, as psychologists are coming to understand, it can also promote well-being, tolerance, and a sense of meaningfulness in life. Used in the right way, it can drive teams to achieve more. It certainly has driven me to success. Nostalgia, the past can be a gateway to future success. I was talking to a client the other day about what it takes to truly galvanize a team. He had a team, a business of over 200, people from all walks of life. Adrian posed this question, how do I know if I'm right for this business? And by the way, he turned the business round from year-on-year loss to generating annual cash profits of some 50 million. But hey, money isn't everything. I said, I can judge myself and others by either my weakest moments or my strongest. It's my choice. When I choose to focus on the strongest and leverage that pride for more of those moments, I'm connected. I see me, the essence of me. Every time I feel good about what I do, it's one more reminder to love who I am. Growing up in the white suburbs of apartheid South Africa, a country and community committed to not seeing, showed me how toxic denial can be. It's denial that makes 50 years of racist legislation possible while people convince themselves that they're doing nothing wrong. I learned firsthand of the destructive power of denial at a personal level before I understood what it was doing to South Africa. We continued our discussion. I believe nostalgia gives us a sense of continuity in life. While so much in our lives can change, jobs, where we live, relationships, nostalgia reminds us that we are the essence of the person we were at our 7th birthday party, as on our wedding day, and at our retirement celebration. I was recently at one of my favourite clients' business anniversary event. It was a lavish affair, fabulous, held in the Natural History Museum. If you haven't seen inside this building in London, you should. It's stunningly beautiful. I was, with about 500 guests, reminiscing about the business's success over the past 40 years, as well as some of the not-so-good bits. There was plenty of wine and delicious food too. We were being nostalgic. We crave it. It's a human thing. It's a human condition. Think about it. What is a story if it is not a series of nostalgic events? When we tell stories, we are being nostalgic. We are ruminating about the past events, and they are usually positive. And when people feel uncertain or uncomfortable or unsure, they might use their memories as a stabilizing force. They will create nostalgic memories which are emotion-full. Think about your summer holidays, family trips, or that successful pitch for new business. we hark back. I believe while some of us are more prone to nostalgia than others, most of us experience it at least once a week. I see nostalgia as an antidote to loneliness, not its cause. It springs up when we are feeling low, and in general boosts well-being. I have found that reflecting on nostalgic events I have experienced forges bonds with other people and enhances positive feelings and self-esteem. Over the course of the next week, see if you can use stories from your past in conversations to evoke a feeling of well-being and nostalgia. Perhaps in a team meeting, use a past success story to illustrate what you want from the team now. Nostalgia, the past, can be a gateway to future success. Remember, always feed forward, though. Ask yourself those three questions. What did I do well and should do more of? What could I do next time to improve? And what am I grateful for in myself?
To find out more about TruthWorks, visit truth-works.co.uk.